Thank you so much for holding. Is this Michael?
Yeah.
Hi, this is Lars at Local Splash here. I'm one of the pricing managers. How are you today?
Oh, waiting on this weather. That's all you need to break.
Yeah, what's it doing in Ohio today?
In the 40s.
Okay. So it's been better, but it's been worse, huh?
Yep.
Well, very good. I certainly understand that. Any questions so far on what you and Jesse have covered as far as the program?
I don't have no serious issues yet.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Can you hear me? I said I don't have no serious issues yet.
Oh, okay, sure. Well, great. So I'll just jump into pricing and how it works here. Everything is month to month. So there's no contracts. We're not going to rope you into anything. There's no pay-per-click, no paper leads. I'm sorry, what's that?
I said you're not going to be like Angie's List.
No, we're like the opposite of Angie's List. Now, some people do have really good results with Angie's, so I don't mean to bad talk them. But we are absolutely nothing like their program. Nothing at all. So one of the things Angie's does is they pay to be found on the first page of Google, which is what we're talking about. And because of their first page placement, they get a lot of leads. Because that's where 90% of the action is on the first page of Google. That's where the money is.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're on the first page of Google, they get lots of leads. And what they do is they take those leads and then sell them to you and three or four of your competitors.
Mm-hmm.
So what our program is, it's not like that at all. We want to put you on the first page of Google, and you can compete, not with three or four of your competitors in the way that Angie's does. We want to put you head-to-head with Angie's. We want to send you a lot of those people that would be going to Angie's that they were going to just regurgitate and sell back to you anyway. Skip that whole part of the process and just put you right where the traffic is, which is on that first page. Angie's already knows that. They know where that's the money is. That's why they're there also. So That's what we want to do. We want to skip all that stuff, paying per leads, especially paying per leads that you might not even land, right? It'd be one thing if you had to pay for a lead if you close it and do the deal with them. But
yeah.
Pay for leads that – no. So that's not our thing. We don't really believe in that. We just want to put you where the traffic is and get those leads going directly to you instead of going to a third party first. And then you've got to pay for them anyway. So that's the nuts and bolts of the program. We want to put you in the top section of the first page, and we want to put you in the middle section of the first page. And then leads will call you directly. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
sorry, that was a lot. I'm pretty passionate about what I do and don't like when it comes to digital marketing. So, again, I don't mean to give them a hard time, but that's not the way we like to work. So, month to month.
Yeah, I don't like them because you might get one or two of them in a month, and I'm thinking, why am I wasting my fucking money on stupid shit?
Right. And where they're going to your competitors anyway, and then you have to fight for them. If you've got a fight,
they might send five or six leads to six of us, and whoever calls them first or whatever gets it.
Or whoever lowballs it, right? And it gets the cheapest, and then you can't make any money that way.
Correct. I don't know how people make them. I don't see how they can make money like that.
Exactly. So why pay for leads?
It just blows my mind how these contractors bid so cheap. I'm like, how are you making any money?
Right. Is it just the cheapest material and they don't know what they're doing and they don't have the right tools? Or how?
Right. Right. And I'm thinking, guys, come on. I mean, I got everything. I got Bobcats and all of it. You know what I mean? I got every sort
yep.
of name I got.
Right.
But, I mean, that's not the issue. The issue is how are you taking any money when you're lowballing these people when and getting a job, but how are you paying for your employees and all that? I know how they're not doing it. They're not paying employees right. They're paying under the table.
Sure.
But I don't do that. I do taxes.
You keep things above board, and good for you. And the thing too is, why pay for leads when you have to fight for them anyway? Like, what's the point of paying for it if then you just have to battle it out with your competition anyway?
Right. But when I first started this company, so I've been doing concrete for 27 years, but I started this company last year.
Mm-hmm.
Last month. But, you know, I was working for other companies, but I got tired of all the other bullshit, so I said, fuck it. Last year, I went on my own.
Right.
But I went all the way. You know what I mean?
Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, to build something for yourself, instead of building somebody else's dream, right, you're doing it for yourself.
Right.
You're building your own thing, something that's bigger than just yourself, right? And building something to support yourself and to support the people that work for you. So that's awesome. I'm 100% behind that. Absolutely. Yeah, it's amazing. What kind of concrete do you do? Is it?
I'm saying to myself, okay, why am I making these guys rich when I can make it?
I mean, yeah. Carve out a good, honest living for yourself. I mean, that's the American dream right there.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So none of this.
Everybody told me, they said, well, you ain't going to make it. You ain't going to do it. I said, what?
And now look at you. You're doing it. You're doing it as you live and breathe. No contracts, no pay-per-lead nonsense. Month-to-month, it's flat rate. What you're looking at is $299. Sorry, what's that?
So you're saying no bullshit?
No bullshit. Well, who's got time? Who's got time for that? Seriously.
I ain't got time for it.
Same. Sorry, what was that?
I said, I ain't got time for it.
No. Amen to that. Who wants to waste their time monkeying around? So what you're looking at is $299 month to month. There's a one-time setup fee, which is $99. So first month, $398. Every month after that is $299. And that price is good as long as you're with us. We're going to set up for you what's called a reporting portal to website, where you can see the keywords that you're listed for, so certain types of concrete and services that you offer that we're advertising and listing you for on Google. You can track how many clicks you're getting. You can see the location where the searches are being performed, and you can track how many phone calls you're getting through this program. So you get to see really, we're going to prove to you every month that we're doing what we said we were going to do and that it's worth your time.
Okay, how many leads do I get?
It depends, and it depends on a few factors.
I'm not going to spend money where I only get one or two of them at a month.
Right, and here's the biggest thing that it depends on is how many people are searching for concrete work. The more people are searching for concrete work, the more leads that you're going to get. So theoretically, it could be unlimited leads.
Did they call you, or do they call me, or do I have to call them?
They are going to call you directly.
Gotcha.
Yep. And our goal
it's basically not like Angie's List. They send you email saying you got a lead, then you call them. You know what I mean?
It's not at all like that. Not at all. So what we're doing is we are not in the middle of this process. We are putting you directly in the path of the people that are looking for you. So we're staying out of that part of it when it comes to the contact and all that sort of stuff. We don't touch that. We put you where the traffic is. We put you where people are looking, and we put you where the money is, which is on the first page of Google. And you are there. The customers contact you directly, and they're yours. You know, that's your lead. If you book them, awesome. It's yours. You don't pay anything extra. If you don't book them, okay, too bad. But you don't pay for them either. you just pay the flat rate and that's it. So no matter how many leads come in, our goal is to keep you as busy as you want to be. And that's really what we shoot for. So theoretically, there are like sort of unlimited leads to be had. It's hard to exactly quantify how many, because there's probably only so many that you can take, but we want to keep you as busy as we can. Because we want, our goal is to make you so much money that you would never leave us. It works so good. Because if you stick around for a couple of months, all of the effort that we put in up front to get you there costs us more than we make in your first couple of months. So if we don't do our job, and you'll know we are because we're going to prove it to you with that reporting portal that you have access to. If we don't do our job and what we say we're going to do, you're going to leave us, and we're never going to make any money. We're going to lose money. But if we do what we say we're going to do, which we've been doing for 17 years, and bring you the leads that are going to get you paid, then there's no way you'd ever want to leave.
Right. So every lead I get, I got to pay that lead?
No. Every lead you get through our program is yours. You pay $2.99 a month, and that's it.
That's it.
That's it. There's nothing on top. There's no extra fees. There's no hidden fees. There's no additional stuff. There's no lead costs. There's
no. You're not like them other ones either. I can't remember the other. Not Angie.
Home Advisor, Thumbtack, all those guys.
Nope. Oh my God, I had them 2 years ago.
I've worked with them.
Yeah,
they're
like,
that's the
worst.
You're
giving me leads, but I got to pay that lead to you. Whatever it was, $150, $200, or whatever, I had to pay that to them. Then plus getting a lead from them, you know, I mean, then plus getting the homeowner's lead. But I had to pay Home Advisor.
Yep.
I'm like, dude, what are you guys
doing?
None
of that. Exactly. None of that. We don't believe in it. We don't do it. We're never going to.
How in the hell is somebody making their money if you got to pay the lead too, and plus, if you don't get that lead from that homeowner, you still got to pay that lead because they sent it to you.
Yes, exactly. That's what they do. And so you just pay a flat rate instead of paying for leads that you can't book, or even paying for leads that you do book. You don't pay for those leads either way. You're paying the flat rate, and that's it.
So $2.99 a month.
Yep. So your first month is $3.98 total, including the setup fee. Every month after the first month, $2.99. And that price is good until the end of time, as long as you stick with us. No contract. So again, we'll show you. No effing contract.
Excuse me. I know this is all the recording, but
You can say pretty much anything you want, and I could, to be honest, I could care less as far as the type of language that you use. As long as you're being a civil, decent human being, you can say anything you want, and I don't care. I don't have the same luxury. I gotta watch what I say. But you can say anything you want. You're not gonna offend me in the least.
I'm not trying to do nothing like that. I know you're not. You do you,
and that's all that matters. I'm just
surprised you don't have the contract or nothing like that, because when I signed up to Angie's List, I had a year contract of $400 a month.
Yep, no contract.
But they promise you, oh, we'll get you 20 leads in 1 month. I'm like, really? Is that so?
Mm-hmm. We like doing no contract, because what it does, it keeps us on our toes. It keeps us from getting sloppy.
On a contract, you know you're getting paid no matter what.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, that's
and,
why Angie's List did that.
Yes, and why we do it the way we do is so we can't turn into that. We don't want to go down that road. And we don't want to end up like that. We don't want to build that kind of reputation. We want to build what we have been. Yeah. We have buildings. Sorry, this is a slight delay, so we keep, go ahead.
So that's why Angels does that, because they know they're not doing what they're supposed to do, so they want to do a contract. That way they know they're going to get paid, and you can't get out of the contract, not unless you pay the contract off. Because
yep.
if they don't do their job, and they only give you one or two a month, where you can just call them up and say, I don't think so, because you ain't doing what you told me you was going to do. And
yep.
then they got one or two leaked out of this 1 month, and I'm paying $400 to you. You guys ain't worth it. So I had to, so I couldn't release the contract because I had a contract signed from them.
Right.
But
exactly.
When they give me a lot of bullshit and say, oh, you have so many contracts, so many leads that you won't be able to stop.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tell you all kinds of bullshit, and you know, and you get excited, okay, I'm going to have all this work, then all of a sudden you sign the contract and you pay that $400 a month, and you're going to get one or two jobs a month.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they put them up. I called them up. I said, look, I said, how much is it going to cost me to get this contract away? They said, well, you got to pay the whole amount, $400 per year. It was like $3,500. That, and I told him, well, I guess I'll do my contract, but after my contract, I said, you'll never see me again.
Yep. You would not believe how many times a day I hear that. Yeah, we're not going to do that.
I'm the type of person, I can't stand liars, and I'm loyalty to all of my customers and all the people I talk to. If
yep.
you fuck me once, you never fuck me twice.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying. I've been in your shoes.
I'm not here for fucking bullshit. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like we were saying before, like who has time to deal with that kind of crap? Like that stuff just aggravates me. That kind of messing around and stuff.
Well, Angie's list kind of, you know, they're trying to talk dirty to you, get
mm-hmm.
you set, and then you get, and then you sign the contract, and they fucking rape you without the lubrication. You know what I'm saying?
That's the most accurate and greatest thing I've heard all day.
What the truth, goddamn?
It is. It's funny because it's true. Oh Lord. Oh my gosh. So yeah.
It sure is.
And I hate that. That just aggravates me that, you know, they got to play dirty like that. In order to, what we'd rather do is we'd rather do it the right way. And we'd rather put our money where our mouth is and give you what we said we were going to give you. And have you love us so much that, you know, because when we keep our clients for years is when we make our money. You know, if we keep somebody for a couple of months, we're going to lose money. But we've built a foundation, you know, it's all about integrity, doing what you say you're going to do. And because that's the method that we use instead of, you know, taking your money and locking you into a contract, we keep people for a long, long time. What's that?
You know, I'm not doing that again. I said I'm not ever doing that again.
Yeah. Yep. Same. I used to work with a guy who used to work for Angie's, and he's got all kinds of weird stories about that place. And some people do really well there. I will say that for some reason business.
Now don't get me wrong, I might have got maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 jobs off of Angie's list. But
yep.
But when you call them and they say, hey, can you come and give me an estimate, da, 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 then you give them an estimate, and they say, well, I'll call you back in a week. And then they never call you, or they call you and say, oh, we found somebody cheaper, da, 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 da.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, really? You just waste my gas, waste my time, and waste my breath to come over and give you an estimate, and what, you want to change somebody else? You know what I mean? Come on.
And I had to pay for you anyway.
Yeah,
so I had to
pay
$400
for you.
I had to pay to even talk to you. And then I had to take my time and my gas and come out to your house And you're not even my lead. You're like Angie, you know. So
yeah.
You just went to my competition anyway, and Angie's just sold you out from under me anyway. So, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, man, I feel you on that. You're far from the only one. You are far from the only one who has that to say about them.
And the other ones are fucking crackheads, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, some tech I did. I used to do wedding photography. That's kind of my side gig. With COVID and stuff, that messed that whole thing up, but that's all right. But I was doing Thumbtack for a while. That's a mess. You gotta like buy your credits up front. You know, like you ever go to those, like when you're a kid, you ever go to like arcades and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Or like if you go to the state fair or something,
yeah.
And you buy tickets, but it's never like one ticket for $1, right? It's always like,
mm-hmm.
you get, you know, 6 tickets for $10 or something, and so you never know what the math is. You can't really ever figure out how much stuff really costs, if you know what I'm saying. When you buy when I did Thumbtack, it was like that. It's like you have to buy these credits, and everything costs a weird amount of credits, and they don't line up with the dollars. So you don't know how much you're spending for these leads, and then they sell them to you, and just like Angie's, they sell them to you and like 6 other guys. And then you all have to try and lowball each other to see who comes in the cheapest. And then, like, some college kid comes in with no experience, and he'll bid on a wedding, and he'll bid $200 for a wedding that should be $2,500. And and he'll get it because he comes in at, like, $200.
Yeah,
right.
Because he lowballed everybody.
And the rest of us still had to pay for it anyway.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same crap, different day.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
So
my business be on Google, right?
Yep.
With pictures and all, or what?
Yes. So what we're going to do is we're going to set up a Google business profile, and that'll include pictures. We're going to set up a Google ad account. The ad account will put you at the top section. Sorry, what's that?
I said I have a whole shitload of pictures.
Awesome. We'll take them.
But they're on Facebook.
Okay. Do you have like the original pictures that you can send us?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. That helps. Because once they go up to Facebook shrinks the quality of them. So if we pull them back out of Facebook, then the quality is usually pretty low. But if you have pictures, we'll have you send us a ton of pictures. And we'll put up in your business profile. So we'll set you up in the ad section at the top, and we can get really targeted with specific areas that we want to use there. Then we're going to put you in the middle section where the map is. There's those red teardrop, they call them pins. We'll get you placed in that middle section, and that's more for your immediate local area. So we're going to get you set up there too. And then do you have a website so far?
I don't have a website.
Okay, so we're going to set a website up for you as well, and it's not going to cost you anything.
What? What did you say? What did I hear that word come out of your mouth?
You sure did.
It says free?
I said free. We are going to set up a website for you. It's going to be simple, clean, modern, easy to use, easy to look at, contact info, photos, We're not gonna build the Taj Mahal, but it's gonna look great. And we are going to set you up with a website, and it's not gonna cost you anything. It's included in that $299. So we'll set you up with a website.
So commercial people will see it, and residential people will see it, and everything, right?
Yes. So we'll target commercial and residential work. Making some notes here. Commercial and res, and drives the traffic directly to you. So we're not going to...
And nobody else.
Yes, and that's really important too, because when we start working with you, we are not going to work with anybody else that does concrete in your territory, period. So we are not going to have you competing against somebody else. So we will not work with...
Just go clear to Columbus?
That is, it depends on how far you want to go. And that's up to you. So you set, you're able to set the area.
That's where all the work is at, is in Columbus and Lancaster and Chillicothe and Circleville. And, you know, in Cincinnati, but.
Sure. So I'll make a note of that too. So if that's the area that you want to cover, then that's yours. And we will specifically target those areas so that people looking in Columbus and Cincinnati and those other cities, when they're looking for concrete in those areas, we're going to drive them to you. And that's going to be through that ad section that we're going to do. So the local map section won't go out that far, but the top section will. And so that's why we do them both.
What do you mean top section?
So on a Google search results page, there's, think of it as three sections. Top section, which is called the ad section, that section we can advertise you outside of your immediate vicinity.
Mm-hmm.
The middle section we can't, but that's a very important section too, so we're not going to forget about it. So we're going to do that section in the middle, which is your immediate vicinity. And we're going to do the top section as well, which we can target specific cities, specific zip codes, specific areas, and we're going to do that. So it's kind of like a 1-2 punch. We're going to really cover our bases that way. The bottom third of a Google results page, that's what they call the organic section. In that section, to get in there, on like a paid basis is super, super, super expensive and is not worth it. It's a total waste of time. And so we don't even bother.
Well, I don't want that.
Nope. We don't do it.
I don't want
like, it's not a service that we even offer because it's not valuable. There are people who pay a lot of money to get there. They can have it. We want you to, in the top section, in the middle section. And that's 90% of the money is on the first page and 2/3 of the money is in the top 2/3 or more. It's actually the first is the most. The first top section is the most. So that's where we're going to put you. And that part you actually get seen in first. The middle section takes longer. Excuse me. And so here's what the timeline looks like. Because some companies will say, oh, it's going to take us 90 or 100 days and 120 days to get your results. Some companies will say, oh, yeah, we're going to get your results, you know, right away. We're going to. And the truth, the reality is somewhere sort of in the middle, but here's how it works. What happens is the next step then, once we get you locked in, is we do a client interview. We can set that up for, you know, even tomorrow or probably even later today too, I bet, if you've got time. We'll do a client interview with one of our techs, and they're going to get into the specifics as far as exactly what cities you want to be in, exactly what services that you want to be listed for. We're going to do content editing, so that's getting all the nuts and bolts of what your profile is going to look like. We'll work on that. And then we're going to do quality control, and this is really important because we need to make sure your information in Google, in Bing, in Yahoo, and in the directories, like the white and yellow pages and Yelp and all that kind of stuff, we need to make sure that information is accurate and the same.
I never did that until I had phone books.
What's that? Oh, this.
I had phone books.
You know, the white and yellow pages are mostly online now, too. And they still exist. Believe it or not, people still use them. It's kind of weird, but and we're going to make sure that information is the same and accurate across all of them, because if it doesn't match, Google tends to want to just spit you out if it's like the information is confused. So that's a huge part of it. So we're going to do that. Day 5 to day 7, that's when we set up your reporting dashboard. That's the website where you can go see how many calls you're getting, how many clicks you're getting, how many searches. You can see how well we're doing. Then we're going to do your directory submissions and actually get you submitted to those directories. Day 7 to day 14, this is the first really big step for you when it comes to results. Your website goes up, because we have to build it first, of course. So your website goes up somewhere between day 7 and day 14, and your Google Ads kick in. That's the top section of the results page. So you're looking at end of week 1 to to the end of week two, right in that zone, is where we get that happening. The next big step, and this is the really big one, day 30 to day 45. That's when you also appear in the middle section, and your ranking on Google starts to go up. So you begin to be seen more and more and more. And then from day 45 on out, we keep doing what we're doing, which is reporting to you what's happening. We continuously review to make sure that your keywords are performing, that everything is set up the way it should be. And then, of course, you have customer support. So at any time, if you want to change your keywords, if you add a service that you're doing, like, for instance, do you do concrete stamping?
Yeah.
Okay. Or do you do, like, dyed concrete?
Very seldom.
Okay. So let's put it to you this way.
I do it, but I don't like it.
Okay. So here's an example, and this is for example only. One of the things we'll list you for is stamped concrete.
Mm-hmm.
And we can leave out concrete dyeing or staining because that's not really what you want to be doing. But if you decide, hey, you know what?
I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I could do it, but I just don't like it because it's just too time-consuming.
Yes.
I just like going in there and getting done and walking out.
So,
you know what I mean?
So let's say you ended up growing a bunch and you decide to hire a guy. And this guy, he's like a concrete dying guy. He loves it. Like, he's really good at it. And he wants all the – we can go in at any time and add that later.
Oh, you can?
Yes. And so all you do, you've got a team here. You've got me, you've got our customer service department, and our techs. And you'll have all of contact information. You get a hold of any of us and say, hey, you know what? I just hired this concrete dyeing guy. He's really good. I want to add that. And we'll say, cool. We'll get all the specifics and figure out what the best specific keywords are to use for that. And then we'll plug that in. Boom, done. And now you're getting leads for that too.
Okay.
So, and that's something you can do at any time.
Right. So far, you sound legit.
Thank you. I'm glad. we've been doing this a long time. When you think about, like, the history of, like, online stuff, 17 years is a long time when you're talking.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. 17 years. We're an old company when it comes to, you know, internet and, you know, digital marketing and stuff. 100 years old is an old company if you're talking about, I don't know, making jeans or something. But when you're talking about online stuff, we've been doing it a long time. So, yeah, we've definitely been around the block a couple times.
Right. See, I wanted to do this around the world, you know what I mean, the website or whatever, but I didn't know how to do it. But I looked it up on Google, and they say, oh, you can do it this way. I'm like, this is too much fucking work.
Yes. Yes. And we have a team that all they do is build websites for our customers all day. You can continue to be a concrete guy. You don't have to be a concrete guy and a website designer. Like, you don't need to do that too. We already have that.
Right, because I'm thinking, man, this is too much work, too much headache. I already got enough headache now, so
yep.
I'm not. You know what I mean?
We'll just do it for you because we do it all day, and we've got.
Well, I've been trying to find out. I've been asking quite a few people, and they say, "Is there anybody out there to fucking do a website for you?" They said, "Yeah, look on the website." I'm like, "I already did that."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yep. No, just
but
the same as this is what I do.
They're like, oh, this is Angie's List, or this is the other one. I'm like, wait a minute. I already had you guys. Nope. You guys
exactly
didn't do what I was done. Nope. Sorry.
It's just like I'm an online marketing guy, and that's what I know. And I don't really know a ton about concrete. And so when my in-laws wanted to do a concrete patio in their backyard, what did I do?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't try and figure out how to do it myself. I called a concrete guy.
Right.
I wish you were in my area because I would have called you. But these guys were good, and they did a nice stamped concrete patio for my in-laws. It looks good. It's flat if I did it. And it's in it's angled just slightly just right so the water will run away from the house, you know, grated or whatever. I guarantee if
concrete's
I went
hard work.
What's that?
I said concrete's hard work if you don't know what you're doing.
I know, and I learned that. And when I watched them doing it, I'm like, thank goodness I did not try and do this myself. It would be a mess.
Yeah.
And then I still have to call somebody to come fix it.
Yep, I've seen quite a few homeowners do it.
Yep, I bet you have.
When you give them a price, they say, oh, that's too much, I can do it myself, okay. I said, but when you call me to come fix it, it's going to cost you more.
Right, exactly. And that's the same thing with your website is, hey, you're focused on doing your business and doing the skills that you have when it comes to concrete. You know, why, how many hours is it going to take you to figure out how to do a website? And then if it does work in the end, maintaining it and fixing it when it breaks, you know, we'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
We'll take that off your plate so you can keep doing what we want you to make money, not, you know, dink around with your website. So that's why it's free. It's because you're going to get better results if we make you a website. You're going to have a better online presence. You're going to have better results. And Google likes us better, right? If our customers have a website also, we have favor with Google because our guys actually go to Google to train. We have the highest status that you can have as a digital marketing company with Google. So we have like a team at Google that we call. If something with Google breaks or there's like a problem, we just call them up and say, hey, guys, like, this thing broke. You know, can you fix it? And they're like, oh, yeah, cool, no problem. And if we build your website, we already have the guys here that can do it. It's easy for us to do. And then it gives you better results, which means you want to stick with us. And Google likes us more, which means we can get maintain our really good status with Google. So it's a win-win-win.
Right.
So,
but
that's my
I go to concrete guys on Google. There's a whole shitload of them.
Yep, and we're gonna put you right at the top. That's the plan.
But,
sound good so far?
Right. I found Bash Concrete, but he's out of Pennsylvania or something.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. Well, is it something you think you want to get on board with?
Yeah, as long as you make me some money.
All right, sounds good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get through a few screens on my system here, plug in a few more details, some of the stuff that we've been talking about, and then we'll get you your call scheduled with... Let's see here. There we go. My screen's being a little funny. And we'll get a call scheduled with our tech so that we can start the process. We can start getting your content set up, start getting you submitted to directories, start building your web page and all that good stuff. Okay, let's see. Is the best number for you the one I reached, John? I've got the 740-416-1641.
Yep.
Perfect. Will do. What's the best email address for you, too?
BashMichael128@gmail.com.
Okay. BashMichael128@gmail.com. That's BASH?
Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Looks good there.
Now, promise me, you're not in this game.
No, sir. Tell you what. I'm going to send you a text. I'm going to show you something. And I appreciate that you are...
I'm going to give my bank account information and I get robbed. You know what I mean?
No, sir. In fact, if you went to your credit card company and said, hey, these guys... doing a chargeback is like such a pain for us. Our absolute top goal is to make sure that you get what you want and what you need. and stick with. So I'm gonna shoot you something here by text. Let me know when that pops in, and I'll show you some.
It's here.
Perfect. So go ahead and open that text, and you'll see a link in the bottom to our website. And go ahead and click on that.
It says extra space storage.
Yep. Okay. So all the way at the bottom. So what you're looking at is, these are case studies. These are customers of ours, and we talk about the work we've done. But scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll see a little red and white banner. It says Premier Google Partner. Do you see that box? Click on that, and you'll see that it takes you to a Google page.
Yeah.
That this is our badge of honor right here. This is Google is telling you that we are a Premier Google Partner, which is the top of the heap, and that we are who we say we are, and that our performance is up to the highest standards that Google has. So this is our credentials with Google. This says, hey, this is Local Splash. These guys know what they're doing, and they have the highest partnership possible with us. And that is, without that, like, we're nothing. that's like everything to us is that Google says, yeah, these guys are straight. All right, let's see here. I'm just putting in some of the rest of the info here. And do you prefer Michael or Mike, or what do you like to be called?
Michael's son.
Okay, very good. Okay. And Michael, is your last name Bash, B-A-S-H?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I have to ask this. I bet you've been asked this a million times, but I feel like I have to ask. How come you went into concrete and not demolition with a name like Bash? That's badass, dude.
I don't know. I guess I was good at concrete.
Absolutely. That's a good answer. But, no, dude, that's a sweet name. My first name is Lars, so I've been called everything that rhymes with Lars. Lars, Mars, candy bars, the whole deal. But at least I have the same name as the drummer from Metallica, so that's pretty cool. So I can work with that. All right, let's see here. Okay. And I'm just plugging a few things into my screen here. Okay, let's see. And main contact phone. Great. And perfect. Now, what concrete service? Sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead. So how fast will this click?
How fast will it click? Mm-hmm. So you'll, as far as like when you start seeing results?
Yeah.
You're going to start seeing some results day 7 to day 14. That's when you're going to start, it's when your website's up and you're going to start appearing on the top section. Day 30 to day 45 is where the real magic happens. So to give you just a fair and reasonable expectation, month 2 is where the fun really starts, because that's how long it takes for your rankings to go up. So you're not only appearing in the top section, which would get you doing very quick. That's, again, that's day 7 to day 14 in that zone. But day 30 to day 45, that's when you're in the middle section and you get seen more and more and more and more, because it takes that long for Google's algorithm to bump you up once we get you set up. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we jump start you as soon as we can. We put that ad section first because we can move on that quicker while we're waiting for the other stuff to populate in Google and to build.
So the ad will get me phone calls, basically, what you're saying.
It will. And the middle section will get you phone calls, too. And the middle section will probably, long-term, will probably get you more. But we jump-start the program by getting the ads running as soon as humanly possible, which is about a week to 2 weeks. is when that starts to happen. By the time your ads kick in, your reporting dashboard is already set up and up and running, so you can actually track the progress that your ads are making by the time they start happening. So you'll be able to see it happen in real time. Besides the fact that your phone is going to ring more, that's for sure. Make sense?
Yeah.
Cool. Any questions on the timeline or how that works?
No, but AngelList said the same day.
Sure. You know. Yes. And some companies that do what we do, getting you on the first page of Google, some of them say 90 to 120 days to get results. And we're looking more like at 2 weeks for noticeable results and 30 to 45 days for the big results. So we move pretty fast.
All right.
Does that sound workable?
Yeah. I just like to see phone calls like today or tomorrow. You know,
I hear you. Okay. I hear you. And in the process with Google, like one of the steps, for instance, is called PIN verification. And they need to verify that you are who you say you are and where you are. It doesn't matter if you have like a location that customers can go to. We don't want to send people to your house or to your, you know, to your shop or wherever. But you have to be physically verified with Google for them to trust you. And that process takes some time. So that's in there. And that's why it's going to take that long to get you in that middle section. But again, mm-hmm. we jumpstart the program by getting you in the top section first. Because we don't have to wait for all of that to get you in the top part. But the middle part...
Oh, so you can start to get me a phone call, basically. Instead
yeah,
of waiting
so,
on Google.
So some of it is waiting on Google in their process. It's mm-hmm. not because we're slow. It's because it just takes time with Google. But because getting you in the ad section, we can have you populated in there in 1 to 2 weeks. We do that first so that we can get a jump start on it. Because we don't want to waste any time.
Okay.
The reason that Angie starts, for instance, same day or next day, is because they are verified with Google, and they've already gone through that process, and they're already paying to be on the first page of Google, so all they have to do is turn a switch and funnel some of that to you, and of course,
mm-hmm.
you know, charge you for it.
Because we're
basically putting you in competition directly with Angie's, we have to get you verified too. And that's where the time frame takes place. The other thing too is one of the first things we're gonna do is build your website too. So that you look good when people find you on Google and there's somewhere for them to go. So that takes a few days, but it's fast.
Angie never did that.
Correct.
I sent them pictures, but they never put pictures up there.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. Let's see. I'm going to make a couple notes here. So what concrete services do you offer specifically? I'm just going to take some notes here and plug in some of the things. This is going to help my techs when they have a call with you.
Everything in concrete.
Okay. So let's do, let's see. Patios. Sidewalks.
Yep. Garage floors.
Sorry, what was that last one?
Garage floors.
Garage floors, okay. Let's see. Stamped concrete.
Yep.
Okay. Retaining walls.
Yep.
Okay, reinforced concrete?
Yeah.
Okay. And if you don't want to put that in there as a search keyword, we don't have to put that in there, but I'll put it down for now. But the things that I'm plugging in aren't set in stone. These are but I'm just giving her, taking some notes for a text to give a broad idea here. Let's see, do you do like molded concrete or like a concrete, like concrete countertops and things like that? Do you do that too?
Yeah, I can do it.
Okay. I'll just put it down for now, and again, we can leave that out if we want to. Anything else I should plug in there?
Footers.
Oh, perfect. Footers.
Walls.
Foundations.
Yeah.
Perfect. It's this reminds me of that scene in Forrest Gump. When he's like, shrimp casserole, shrimp toast, shrimp cocktail, shrimp souffle, shrimp, you know, we got, you know, concrete retaining walls, we got stamped concrete, we got concrete patios, we got concrete garage floors, we got concrete countertops, concrete footers, concrete foundations.
Driveway.
I love it. Driveway? Oh, yeah, perfect. All right. Outstanding. I think that's a great start here. Okay. So, that looks good. Switch over to my other page here. Okay. And good. So I'm going to cover something with you here we call a voice verification script. And what we do, this is basically it's like a response that you'll have. So I'm going to read kind of some statements to you and have you respond. This is a recorded call. So this is recorded for your protection. This is basically a recorded copy of our agreement here. So to make sure that you understand exactly what we're going to do for you, and so that we also have some very specific details too. Okay, does that sound good?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. At any point, if you have any questions, just say, "Hey, Lars, what does this mean?" And I'll be glad to explain or rephrase something for you. Okay. So, to ensure the accuracy of your order, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline a service agreement with Local Splash. Again, this is an agreement. This is not a contract. This is an added form of protection for you. To ensure accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Bash Concrete.
Thank you. Please state your name and your title within the business.
Michael Bash, the owner.
Thank you. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, great. You are an authorized user on the billing of this account. Is that correct?
Yes.
Perfect. Thank you. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from other third-party vendors that are not related to us. This means because you're going to be seen on Google, a bunch of people might start calling you, asking you for stuff. We just want you to be aware of that.
Can't tell them to fuck off.
Absolutely. They're not calling from us. You can tell them anything you want. Absolutely. I love it. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Perfect. In hiring Local Splash,
now,
will
they say they're from Splash, or will they just say another line of bullshit?
No. It will be obviously from us. And you'll get emails from us, too, and you'll know it's us. We'll know who you are, and you'll know who we are. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, Do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
What does that mean?
What that means is if you hire somebody else to also do some online marketing for you, will you tell us?
Oh, I got you. Yes, I'll tell you.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today in the non-refundable amount of $398.00. This will be a reoccurring payment, and is going to reoccur at the rate of $299 per month. So your first month, $398, $299 going forward. Let's see here. You may discontinue your agreement at any time. This is the biggest thing here we've been talking about. Any time.
No contract, right?
Yes. To prevent charges for your next month of service, please contact us at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. So it is going to bill every month on the 10th because today is the 10th. So at any month that you wish to discontinue this, please give us 3 days. Let's see. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah. So if I don't get any phone calls and that before the 10th, I can tell you guys what you're supposed to do.
You sure can. And we're going to give you that reporting dashboard as well. And like I mentioned too, and this is important, the big stuff is going to happen day 30 to day 45. Is when you're appearing both at the top and in the middle section of Google. And that's where the magic happens. But yes, at any time you decide that we're not doing what we told you we were going to do, you can kindly kick us to the curb. Because if that ever happened, we earned it. But if we don't do it, what we said we're going to do, we're going to lose money on you. And like, we're not, just like you don't want to lose money, neither do we. We're not into that. We're in for a long-term relationship. So, perfect. Okay, we're good there. Let's see. Michael, what type of card did you want to use today?
Hang on a second. I got to find it first.
Yeah, no problem.
It'll be Capital One.
Okay, and is that a Visa, Master, Discover?
I think it's a Master, I think. Two dots, is that Master?
It should have a little, somewhere either in the front or back, a little orange and yellow two circles that says MasterCard. Or it'll have a rectangular box. Says Visa, Master.
Okay. Yep. Says okay. Circle, right?
Yep. All right. Perfect. I'm ready for the number when you are.
578.
Oh, sorry, I missed 0, 5, one. I'm already. Let me have you start over.
5178.
Yep.
0594.
Yep.
3310.
Yep.
0469.
Perfect. I'll read it right back to you. 5178-0594-3310 0469.
You got the 3310, right?
Yep, I do.
Okay. Yeah, that's it.
Great. And the expiration?
525.